Welcome. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today, I want to talk about American versus British humor, the things that are a bit different there. I do appreciate British humor. I'm more familiar with American humor. But it's a topic I found interesting. I found a few articles on it, watched a few clips from different shows to get an idea of the differences there. But I just want to break it down a little bit. One comment sticks out in my mind about a difference between American humor and British humor. And that would be this, which is a comment. It said, the Brits laugh at misery and Americans laugh at stupidity. There's a difference there. I think in England, I love England. I love English culture. Obviously enjoy Tolkien, Lewis, British writers. I've never been to the British Isles. I would love to go there. I feel like though it can just be a little bit gray. Think about, like, if I had to describe England in one word, it's kind of gray. Do you like your tea, Earl Grey? It's a gray London fog out there. What do you think about life? I don't know, son. I don't know. Keep a stiff upper lip. Keep calm. Carry on. It feels a little gray, kind of. The Brits do know how to cut loose. When you look at think about, like, you know, the Beatles or other British punk and things like that that has been exported over here. But there's still that bit of that, you know, stuffy element to it, and almost like a gloomier outlook. And I think when I look at, even Ricky Gervais has said the same thing. He's a British comedian, has said that Americans are just more optimistic and Brits have more of a pessimism to them. I think they live through just a lot more hardships. I mean, when you think about World War II, right? In America, it was just like, hey, pitch in at your garden and let's fight the war, Captain America. Buy those comics or Superman punches Hitler. The only people to die in World War II, civilians on the contiguous United States, the mainland, in, you know, 48 contiguous states, there was a Japanese bomb. It was a balloon bomb. It was sent over the jet stream on a balloon. It dropped in Oregon and, like, killed a minister and a bunch and his family, or, like, other people his wife and, like, other people from his church were out on a picnic in Oregon. And this balloon bomb fell and killed them. They're the only people to have ever been killed in America on American soil during World War II by the enemy. Whereas, you know, think about England, you know, you've got the Blitzkrieg, the bombings of London. I remember the scene in the beginning of the Narnia movies where it was wonderful how it shows how they're running to their bomb shelter to escape the bombs. And that's where the children who are there then sent off to be with their uncle to be free and safe from the war, which happened to a lot of children actually in London during the war. So I think it's just, they went through something that was just a lot more. Yeah, it's just a lot more pessimistic. Like when you compare, for example, there were two nuclear war movies in the 80s. The Day After is in the American nuclear war film that scared the heck out of Reagan. And Threads, the British version. And Threads is way, way, way darker and creepier than The Day After. Much more so. Very, very bleak. So I think that's just the difference there. So like when you compare, for example, the easiest thing to compare British and American humor is to compare The Office. So the American version of The Office is based on the UK series, aired on BBC. And there, the head of The Office, I mean, what makes The Office work is Michael Scott in America. He's the main character. He holds the whole ensemble cast together. The Office was really not the same after Steve Carell left. In the UK version, Ricky Gervais is the comedian who holds everything together, and his name is David Brent, and he's the head of the office there. And they still have the other same characters. They have the Pam, the Jim. They have the Dwight, this character who's the sycophant, the gag at the beginning with the stapler and the Jell-O. But you can see that it's kind of grim. Not grim, really, but it's more, the humor is a bit more subdued, and you're really laughing at the misery that others are in. Like, so for example, in the American version of The Office, Michael Scott's at the karaoke party that he's not invited to, but goes to anyways, and he starts singing. Then eventually Jim joins in with him, and it's a little bit heartwarming and uplifting. Whereas in the Christmas party episode with David Brent in the UK version, he just starts singing and he is completely full of confidence and he doesn't care what anybody thinks. And he's an absolute ludicrous fool. And it's just, the humor comes from watching him be so awkward and not care with anyone. And the first season of The American Office was a lot like that. Michael Scott is played like David Brent, where he's just kind of mean. He's kind of a mean individual, and he just doesn't care. And that was really, when you go to seasons 2 through 3, along with giving Steve Carell hair plugs and changing his appearance, what makes it really different for The Office to continue, it became more lighthearted. Even there's a subtle thing you'll notice in The Office season 1, they turn the lights up. So in the original UK version, the lights are dimmer like you would have in a normal office with fluorescent light bulbs. But The Office becomes much more bright and cheery in the after season 1 in the American version. And Michael Scott is just a lot more likable. Sure, he's kind of dense sometimes, but he's turns into more of like kind of like a big kid who misunderstands things and is full of energy rather than someone who's almost kind of malicious with others and is kind of just downright mean-spirited with them. Because Americans just don't like that. We're softies of that. Where I think the Brits can kind of insult people more and you insult them in an affectionate way and it's okay. Like Americans just have a harder time with that. So when you compare the two, yeah, it's just kind of... it's kind of gray. I'll play a clip from you here. This is from ABK. He is a British stand-up comedian. Alistair Beckett King. He has these little clips that he puts on YouTube. And I think that he's hilarious. And similar to a lot of other British comedians, what makes British comedy at its pinnacle or its peak is that it's just like incredibly witty. Like they have just a one. Now, American humor is not necessarily devolved of wit. You look at Arrested Development as a show. That was a very layered and smart comedy. But when Brits are making jokes at one another, you have to be really paying attention to it. And there's a lot of payoff from the levels and layer to the comedy, it's even including in the backhanded compliments and insults or the things they say, the wit to it, you know, the dry British wit. You know, obviously, there is a place for that. And it tends to be more deadpan with its delivery. So more formal, more conventional. But I've noticed in British humor compared to American humor that American humor tends to be for the popular masses. So it tends to be more for the popular masses and it exudes confidence. When you look at America, so there's a lot more American stand-up comedians compared to British stand-up comedians. And American stand-up comedians tend to have a lot of energy. So you don't have a British version of Dane Cook. Although Dane Cook's a bad example because he's a bad comedian. People love him, but he just is that guy at a party who's really loud and good at telling stories. That's Dane Cook. And it's like, sometimes I walk, there was a parody of him. He's like, sometimes when I go to a party, I just bring a chair. I'm like, don't worry if we run out of chairs. I brought my own, man. It's like, but he's so bold in his body movements and loud. It just comes off funny because he has confidence in that regard. The same with like Aziz Ansari or a lot of others who will present Kevin Hart, Chris Rock. But I would say overall that British humor, it's either like very reserved and dry in its approach, or it's totally bonkers. It's just totally bonkers. And Monty Python would be a great example of that. Another theme to compare the two is that I think Brits tend to laugh at the smart loser, whereas Americans tend to laugh at the idiot winner. So that might be another way to put forward of what they look at in that regard. Another thing to say, so to compare it, like American comedy is more in the middle. Oh, another thing where American comedy exceeds is while I think the Brits are really good at more of the absurdist stuff, Americans own slapstick. I mean, Three Stooges, Buster Keaton. I think Americans tend to have slapstick comedy down. Even if you compare The Office, right? The UK Office, there's some slapstick, but it's more subdued. But like over the top goofiness, like nothing will ever top for me. I remember laughing my behind off when I first saw the fire alarm scene where Dwight starts the fire and throws everyone into a panic in the office. And it's just pure pandemonium. And that to me, it's not absurdist. It's just more over the top physical comedy that is involved. I do think also, however, British humor, American humor tends to play it safer. In that regard, British humor tends to actually be, while what's funny is in England, there's a lot more speech regulations and, you know, they don't have as much free speech as we do here in America. But I think a lot of British humor is known more for like being politically incorrect, actually. Americans want everybody to kind of be included and get along. Whereas British humor, I think, tends to be dirtier. I remember once I watched a few episodes of a series called Coupling, and it's gross and awful and not very funny. Coupling is basically, imagine the TV series Friends, but every episode is about sex. And it gets real repetitive, real fast, and not funny. But I think there's a lot of that where, like, British comedy tends to be more risque. and can be politically incorrect. Once again, there's a wonderful ABK video where he satirizes like an old British sitcom and talks about where it's dirty. And this really encapsulates a lot of British humor. I'll play a clip for you here. Encapsulates the grimness, the political incorrectness, and the dirtiness. So I'll play that right now.
Revisit the beloved British sitcom Crumbly Pipes, starring Hugh Oxbridge as Sir Lionel Mince.
Morning all, bang, boom, out of debt. Take that, Fitz.
Marjorie Knockers as Eleanor Pipes.
Ah, there you are, Mrs. Pipes. I was hoping you might take a look at my plumbing.
Sir Lionel, I thought you'd never ask.
And the late Peter Alcoholism as Terry Pipes.
I've had enough of this place, Mother. I'm going to London to become a sceptical empiricist.
A sceptical empiricist? I don't believe it.
That's the spirit, Mother.
Featuring undergraduate humour.
Bosoms?
An air of melancholy.
You know, they tell me I came back from the war, but I rather think I left something behind.
7 unforgettable episodes, with the racist bits seamlessly edited out.
Ah, the pipes. You wouldn't have any boot polish, would you? You see, I'm planning to... Well, what a day that was. Good night, everyone.
So to tie it all together, I think that they're not dramatically two different styles. You weave them into each other. I mean, comedy is a universal language. Everybody wants to laugh. But I think what people laugh at is going to be conditioned by their culture and what they find funny. Even here in the U.S., I mean, people in the South are going to find things that are funny in a different way than somebody, you know, in the Northeast, for example, or somebody who's an urbanite in like New York, for example, or L.A. So that's why a lot of things that Hollywood puts out, it's, you know, might be funny or fun for someone who lives on the coast, but it completely misrepresents, understands what Midwesterners might find to be humorous. We forget like America is as big as Europe. And I think we have a lot of those cultural differences here. But even still, there's enough of a common thread in American versus British humor to see that. And you can meld them together. I think Shaun of the Dead, for example, has a lot of both American and British elements of humor sort of wound together, which makes it makes that have a fun watch. So that's all. That's my thoughts there. And I hope that you all have a fun, funny, wonderful weekend.